And in fact, there is much more than that. There is a lack of transparency about what you get when you get a model out of Hugging Face or something like this. And there's a lot of, you know, people don't really understand the terms that are with the licenses associated with those models. And so there's general, you know, there's people make mistakes often, but so. And so the Model Openness Framework briefly basically introduced a ranking system to give transparency as to what's in a model distribution. And we are looking at two different dimensions. It's very important to understand this because people often focus on the openness, but there is also completeness. So this is all based on the concept of open science. So let me get a little bit more into the details. When it comes to the completeness aspect, we're talking about what you actually get from this distribution. We have identified 17 different components. I won't go through them now, but there are three main types of components in a model distribution. There is code, but there is also data and documentation. So all of these participate in what's going to be in there and the completeness. On the openness side, it has to do with under what terms those components are made available to you. And so the Model Openness Framework is very clear. You must have permissive licenses, no restriction whatsoever, right? And in fact, there's also another aspect which is often missed. We have, as I showed earlier, three different types of components. Oftentimes, distributions only have one license that only really is applicable to one type of components. So we also recommend that people use different licenses to cover the different components, the different types of components. So as you see, there's an example. You have Apache, for instance, for your code, CDLA for your data, and CC BY for the documents.